your revisions together, how do we do this now? What's the next step? So really, when it comes to implementing, what do we do? This is all great for St. Vigil's. What do we do first? The first step is this. We really need to assess and mobilize the gifts that we already have in our church. I think we need to know, well, you know what we're dealing with. Because when we're thinking about assets, you know, I know Mary's taking a lot of accounting. You have assets, it's something of value. It's not necessarily financial, right? An asset is a skill. We have skills, we have assets here that we'd like to really sort of think about what we have and how we can best put it to work.
Right.
We need to learn about the existing ministries and organizations already working in the area. I know that Mrs. Terrell has been working a lot with other organizations, and you're probably very aware of, you know, what you don't want to be doing, and what happens is a lot of not-for-profit organizations tend to duplicate their services.
Yeah,
it's a waste of time.
A lot of them.
Then why do we need to be thinking about putting a list of things together? Maybe we can have it on our website for things. Other food banks, just sort of doing an assessment of what we have. And I think that we do probably need to be thinking about having some sort of first encounter policy. That would be something that Bartimaeus would need to talk about with, you know, your board of directors. About when people come and ask for help from us, what do we do? Because we tend to help, and we have helped for, you know, more than half a century, but maybe having more of a policy in place as to exactly how we do this would be of help. Do you think that's true? You know, just having a policy for how we go about helping people.
Well,
because people do come to you for help, mainly financial.
Generally, our method of operation has been, if we can help somebody, we help them. There's a lot of, you know, we didn't do as good a job as we should have been able to do with people who needed help, because we didn't really try to fix the problem, we just tried to solve the problem for them right then, you know.
Right, that
and the stages. We need to be more ministering than just giving, you know.
Just, and I know people in a crisis mode, but you know, this is just going back over what we've been talking about, is you want to lift people up from always being in constant crisis. Because it's exhausting for everybody, and it doesn't really get closer to the goal, which is the transformation that the Lord would want.
That's the short-term goal you're trying to
develop. Yeah, always scrambling in the short term is
even long-term goals in order to survive.
Right. When someone comes to our church and says, I need money, our church is not a large church. Our church does not have loving cash to just hand it. And we all know that. We need some kind of protocol. And I think
very helpful.
I think that the biggest thing we need to do, and what you just mentioned a moment ago, which got me thinking, on our website, we could put a list of food banks in the area,
yes.
A list of places like the Salvation Army
with
or like overnight stays or whatever.
What have you, you know?
The Social Security Administration and Disability Administration, where if they don't have that, and I think doesn't Sandra Hart do some of the stuff?
Yes.
That type of information
be very
for who comes to us is something that we can offer them, because we don't have the financial aspect
right
to offer them, and that would be an asset for us.
I think it would be a good idea to just, you know, have a policy in place, plus just be a resource of, you know, a network of other
more information
places,
than
more information. Right. I think that would be improved. Because we all want to help, but our resources are limited, even collectively are limited. So, I mean, number four is something, I don't know, that we would need to, but explore the possibility once we do all that research. And there's still gaps, maybe starting a new ministry, I don't know. I think if we did any of those, that would probably like to see, again, remember the different stages. You're either in relief mode, there's been a crisis and you're in relief mode, or your crisis is over, but you're getting better, you're in rehab, or your development. What I would most like to see would be for us to have programs, because we do tend to go into crisis mode from time to time. But overall, I mean, we're taking pretty good care of us, isn't he? Got a roof over our heads, got AC, we got lights, right? We had a meal, probably at least a meal today. We're pretty blessed, right? It's not necessarily a crisis. So how do we get closer to really developing within us the gifts that the Lord has given us? Be a greater blessing to the Lord. Oh goodness, Pam. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll get better.
I think it's too narrow.
There we go.
So, I don't think she'll get better.
Mm-hmm. Landon, did you get the retention answer?
Did we get the retention?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Do you know what repentance is? That's admitting you're wrong, saying you're sorry. And not doing it anymore.
With the help of God. You can't do it without the help of God.
That's right. You need to have God. You know, I am most intrigued. And the first words is sort of wrapping up this whole summer series. The one I'm most intrigued with is number one on the list. Assess and mobilize the gifts of the ministry. We're not really in a situation where we can write down your gifts, you know, and put them in the plate. I'm like, yeah. Let's just be pondering those things. What is it that you have? Be looking upon everyone. Everyone has something. Everyone has something the Lord has given everyone something with which to help others. So just be pondering those things, because the goal, of course, is
transformation.
So if you remember nothing else, just remember that the Lord wants us all to work together. Working together to help each other, regardless of our situation, to reach the goal together. And the goal is why? The goal is to becoming, helping each other become everything the Lord has created us to
be. And I'm looking for the unification.
Yes, you have to be very patient. He was saying that too. Be very, very patient. Because it takes a long time. And even this morning I was listening to some podcast. Again, talking about justification and sanctification. Justification happens what? Fast. Just as if you never sinned. When you accept the Lord, it's erased. But the second step, sanctification. What is sanctification?
It's a lifetime process.
That takes a lifetime.
You're not done.
As long as you're here and this earth, you're not done. Close your eyes. Here. Open them up. Open them up in here. Amen. So, that's pretty much the series. I just wanted to wrap it up with a prayer and then we'll move along. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity for us to look more closely at what you want us to be doing, what are we doing and why are we doing it, but how are we doing it and how can we do it better in the future? And that is really, you know, I'm very encouraged to see that now people are thinking about things that we could be doing just to do a better job with what you've given us, this awesome opportunity really to be the front line. And I know in the video they were talking about hiring people. Well, could they be maybe some nice rich church in up north could do that? But right now we are the front line. We are the front line, and we pray to thank you for that opportunity and just help us to be better front line people.
This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak.
So again, Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. We need to always, always, always be asking how we can do a better job of not only helping become what you created us to be, but helping others, walking alongside and helping them become everything the Lord has created them to be as well. And then have them do that, and have them do that, and just really start just a process of true transformation. May it be in the holy name of Christ Jesus, we praise you and thank you, Lord. Amen.